Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every single Friday, right here on 103.3 KUMD. Good morning to you, Mr. Weber.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to you, too. You asked the question, is Ottwind over? I always define Ottwind as being the time after the leaves fall from the trees and before we get a lasting snow that covers the ground. Now, the question, of course, the next question is what is meant by a lasting snow? Well, we had the big snow 1 week ago today, so you could say we had snow on the ground for 1 week now. Maybe that is lasting, and yeah, maybe Ottwind is over. If that is true, we had one of the shortest Ottwinds I've ever seen, only 1 week from about the 20th to the 27th of October. That was about it. So, surprise! Other things going on, also surprise. Are we starting the freeze-up already? I have been watching ponds and swamps in my area here every day, and they would freeze, and then they would lose some of the ice, and then they would freeze again. Now they're pretty much frozen over. I'm not surprised at the smaller bodies of water. What surprised me was yesterday when I was driving past one of the local lakes, I saw ice out on the lake. That surprised me. This would be, if we continue these temperatures that as forecasted down in the teens, this could be a very early freeze-up. We don't usually get it like this time. What happens in November is we have the freeze-ups happen, and they usually are somewhere around the mid to the 20th, more or less, of the month. There are many years where we'll get a freeze, and then it thaws, and then it freezes again. Last year was an example of that. We had some freezing, and then we had a thaw. I paddled out on our lake on December 1 last year, meaning we followed it with a thaw. Now, that could still happen. So it remains to be seen. Yeah, it's very hard to predict these changing months. But, wow, keep your eyes open. There's going to be more happening. October. Looking back on October, we ended it cool. And we ended it, of course, with snow. But the overall statistics was a warmer month than normal. And that goes back to some of those really mild days that we had. The highest temperature for the whole month was 75 degrees. And that happened on the 20th, the second half of the month. And then we got down to the low 20s, but we never made it into the teens. Precipitation-wise, thanks to the snow, we were a little above normal. That snow of recorded at the Weather Service of about 10.5 inches of snow was one of the snowiest, made this one of the snowiest Octobers ever. And if you remember well enough back to your initiation to Duluth back in 1991.
I'm not going to forget that in a hurry.
It was at this time that we were just kind of finalizing the October snowstorm. But they call it the Halloween snowstorm, but most of the snow actually happened the next day. We had a large amount. We had more than 20 inches on the 1st of November. And then, of course, there was a little bit more afterwards. And when everything had finally settled down, the Weather Service recorded about 37 inches of snow. Yeah, that was 1991. Well, we're not going to see that again, I don't think. So we'll see what's going to happen. I hope you had a chance to see the full moon this morning with all the cloudy days and nights we've been having. We haven't had a chance to see much of that. Matter of fact, it even didn't even look like it even was occurring. But this morning, I was able to get out and walk in the full moon. They're forecasting clouds, but at this moment right now, we still have clear skies. We change our clocks the day after tomorrow, and that means that the mornings will be brighter and the evenings will be darker. Sunset this evening is about shortly before 6 o'clock, 5:50, and starting next week, the sunset will be shortly, even an hour earlier than that. So we get some early darkness. By 5 o'clock, it will be a sunset already. So it takes a little while to get used to it, but we do okay. The trade-off, of course, is that we have a 25-hour day on Sunday. Birds coming by migration. The Hawk Ridge now has gotten a pretty good flight of rough-leg hawks coming through. Rough-leg hawks are kind of the same size as the red-tailed hawk. I think they're a little bigger, but they live in the far north. And they are a late migrant, but they do come out. This is their time. They do come across. Also, bald eagles and some golden eagles coming through, and northern goshawks. These are always the late migrants. I have around my house here, I have blue jays and juncos. But the big migrant that I saw this week that I thought was really exciting was I saw a flock of snow buntings. Snow buntings are a kind of sparrow. They seem to do very well in snowy country. They even are called snowflakes by some people. We notice them usually as we're driving down the road and we scare up a flock and we see the white little white birds. Those are snow buntings. And yes, I saw the first flock of those this week. We also had a surprising visit to the bird feeder. Two birds come by. One of them was goldfinches. First time I've seen those this season. And then the other one was, and they're still there now, our turkeys. Turkeys discovered our bird feeder. And after many years of turkeys being seen in the neighborhood, they finally found, hey, Weber's is a good place to eat. And so they decided to come by. You may have also noticed the article in the News Tribune yesterday about a snowy owl. That is one example of winter owls that begin to show up. Some years, yes, some years not, and this is the month we might see them. We might also see mice coming into our house. This is the time when it happens. With the colder weather, the white-footed mice, deer mice, kind of sneak into our house as much as they possibly can, and they're not so dear when we see all that. I also see a lot of movement from the squirrels. This is when I start to notice also the flying squirrels, and this is also when the snowshoe hare are starting to turn color. So this is, like I say, it's a month of a lot of change. I was out walking day before yesterday. And I noticed a little bit of fluttering, and it was a moth that flew by. Here it was, temperature about 30 degrees, and this moth is flying by. This I've referred to those before as these late-season moths, World Series moths, and they're still hanging around right now. We are still seeing some trees with leaves. If you drive around Duluth, you'll probably see silver maple and weeping willow, both large trees that still hang on to the leaves. They will be dropping soon, but they're still there. Many apple trees still have their leaves, and of course lilac. I have a lilac in the yard here where the leaves are still green. They will be dropping their leaves, but they're in no particular hurry. Also, plenty of berries out there, fruits and berries. High bush cranberry is a pretty obvious one. Winterberry holly, they grow more in the swamps, but I've been watching a growth of it near my house here, and it just recently dropped its green leaves, and so the red berries really show up. Unlike the holly that we see at Christmas time, this one does not keep its leaves all through the winter. Rose hips are out there, mountain ash, but the one that I think is really going to be good this year is crab apples. Lots and lots of crab apples, and I think there are going to be many critters that are going to appreciate those. So, yeah, Lisa, this is a month of change, and it looks like we are going to get it. So keep your eyes open and change the clock and get that extra hour.
I will indeed, Larry.
I know what you're going to do with that extra hour. You're going to be listening to KUMD during that extra hour. So I'm
well,
sure.
Either that or I'm going to be reading a book of poetry looking for the November poem.
Ah, terrific,
it's
yes.
It's time for the November poem, Larry.
I have to wait for the right time to say it. This is not the right date.
Okay.
I always told my students, you know, I always ask them what you would do with that extra hour, and the consensus was a five-letter word that started with S, and, of course, it was a study.
Oh, of course, okay. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, well, have a great one. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.